CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 22nd of March, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Put the RSGB 2026 AGM in your diary. Make your vote count in the RSGB elections. The RSGB is an official partner for WRTC 2026. The RSGB 2026 AGM will take place at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 18th of April, and will be held online to ensure as many members as possible can watch and take part. On the Society's website, you can now see details about the calling notice, resolutions, the elected board director candidates, the nominated director candidates, and information about how to vote. The Society has also announced the results of the regional representative elections, where two candidates have been elected unopposed. There are three ways you can ask the RSGB board a question at the AGM. Visit rsgb.org/alpha-golf-mike to find out more. In this year's RSGB elections, there are two vacancies for elected board directors and three nominations have been received. The candidates are Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, Tony Miles, MM0TMZ, and John E.A. Moss, G0KTW. RSGB members are asked to vote for the two candidates they prefer to serve the Society as board directors for the next 3 years. As well as submitting their CV and personal statement in writing, the candidates have each taken part in a video interview so that members can find out more about them. The Society has separated the questions into an extended video and a short. Watch these videos by going to rsgb.org/candidates. Voting for candidates is now open and will close at 9 a.m. on the 16th of April 2026. By voting in the RSGB elections, you are helping to shape the future of the Society and how it operates. Have your say and vote today. Go to rsgb.org/vote. The RSGB is delighted to announce that it is an official partner for this year's World Radio Sport Team Championship, also known as WRTC. RSGB representatives will attend the event, which is being held from the 8th to the 13th of July at Wyboston Lakes in Bedfordshire. They'll meet radio amateurs and spectators from around the world, and the Society has supported the event further by sponsoring one of the 50 competitor tents. RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, has served on the WRTC UK Organising Committee for the past 3 years. RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, will attend WRTC for its duration and conduct various duties throughout the week. If you'd like to volunteer and be part of this event, there are a range of roles available, including contest station managers, contest station builders, and transport roles. Visit Whiskey Romeo Tango Charlie 2026. .org/volunteers to find out more. Did you know that RSGB membership is open to anyone with an interest in amateur radio, wherever they are in the world? The Society's publications are well respected around the globe, and the RSDB is proud to have members in over 50 countries. You can find out about joining the RSDB's community and meet some of its international members via rsdb.org/international-members. The RSDB Awards Manager, Lindsay Pennell, GI3KME, has awarded Jeff, G4FKA, the first supreme level of the Worked All UK and Crown Dependency Prefixes Award. The award was introduced in 2025 and is available to all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners in the UK and worldwide. Read more about Jeff's achievement by going to rsdb.org/award-stories. A brand new GB2RS broadcast is now available in Wales. Elliot MW9IQN is located at the foot of the Cambrian Mountains. He transmits the RSDB news on 145.525 MHz FM each Sunday at 5 p.m. with good coverage to the West Coast. At present, Elliot is using quite low power and is broadcasting in English. However, a power increase is planned, and if requested, he would be pleased to additionally broadcast the script in Welsh. If you're in mid-Wales, do take a listen for this new GB2RS broadcast and give Elliot a call. Join us postnews.net. A number of other broadcasts can be received in Wales, notably Brian, GW6VEI, who covers Wales from St. Aphis on 3650 kHz, lower sideband, at 10:30 a.m. The full broadcast schedule can be downloaded at rsdb.org/GB2RS schedule. Now for details of rallies and events. Today, the 22nd Callington Radio and Electronics Rally is being held in the Town Hall, New Road, Callington, Cornwall, PL177EE. If you're listening to this, you're too late. Dover Amateur Radio Club Rally is also taking place today at East Street Village Hall, High Street, East Street, Kent, CT13 0QB. If you wanted to go that, you'd already be there. Now the special event news. Special call sign Golf Bravo 2 Tango Sierra Oscar will be active from mid-morning on Wednesday the 25th of March 2026. Mark 2E0MCJ and Stephen M0CCA are taking part in the Great Tommy Sleepout from Noon Craig Veterans Retreat near Camelford in Cornwall. Listen for activity on the 40-meter band using SSB. Special call sign Sierra Zulu 40 Alpha is in use by the Radio Amateur Association of Western Greece, SZ1A, to celebrate 40 years of continuous presence, service and contribution to amateur radio. Look for activity across multiple HF bands and modes until the 31st of May. QSL via ON3UN. To see if you qualify for an award for working the station, visit awards.sierrazulu1alpha.org. Now the DX news. Gunter DK2WH is active as Victor 51 Whiskey Hotel and Victor 55 Yankee from Namibia until Tuesday the 24th of March this year. He's operating using FT8, RTTY, SSB and some CW on the 160 to 6 meter bands. QSL via Gunter's home call, direct or via the Bureau. And Haluk TA3LE is active as Juliet 79 Hotel from Dominica, NA101, until Thursday the 26th of March. Look for activity using CW, FT8 and SSB on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via OQRS, Logbook of the World and Club Log. For more information and updates, visit tinyurl.com/Juliet79Hotel-2026. Now the contest news. The British Amateur Radio Calidata Group, HF RITI contest started at 0200 UTC yesterday and runs until 0200 UTC tomorrow. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report, serial number and time. On Tuesday, the 24th of March, the RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 19:30 till 22:30 UTC. Using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 25th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club contest runs from 2000 till 2100 UTC. Using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. On Thursday, the 26th, the RSGB 80-meter Club Championship runs from 2000 till 2130 UTC. Using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 28th and runs until 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 29th of March. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 29th of March, the UK Microwave Group Millimeter Band contest runs from 0800 UTC till 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 24 to 76 GHz frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 19th of March. Last weekend's Commonwealth contest got off to a bad start thanks to a KP index of 6. It really affected the ionosphere. As a result, HF conditions were not good, with the maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path below 21 MHz until 1700 UTC. Luckily, things improved a little on Sunday, but overall scores were down compared with previous events. The KP index increase was due to a coronal hole stream which reached 600 to 700 km a second and a BZ that pointed south. Otherwise, the week has been unremarkable. The solar flux index has remained firmly in the 110s, and there have been no X-class solar flares, only a few M and lesser C-class events. Next week, HF propagation may be dominated again by the solar wind. Coronal hole number 33 will begin to face Earth, and a high-speed stream was predicted to reach us this weekend, ending today. A coronal mass ejection was also predicted to arrive around Thursday the 19th. NOAA predicts the KP index will rise to 5 this weekend and not decline to 3 until the 26th of March. Meanwhile, the solar flux is predicted to remain in the 105 to 120 range until the 27th of March. It may then increase slightly to be in the 120s until the end of the month. As a result, expect lower maximum usable frequencies and poorer HF conditions until around next Thursday, 26th, and Friday, the 27th of March. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The high pressure that developed during the second half of last week formed on the warmer side of the front and as a result produced slightly better tropo conditions than looked possible the previous week. The weather pattern may change to a colder air high in the coming week, so expect conditions to decline. However, that's not the only reason for a decline, as the main high centre displaces west of Britain. We will find colder and unsettled west or northwesterly pattern affecting the UK next week. So less tropo, but more chance of some rain scatter for the upper gigahertz bands. Meteor scatter remains in the random activity domain until the next major shower, the late April, Nereids. It's not to say that exciting things can't happen, however. Just after a ham SCI workshop on the subject of meteor scatter last weekend, a multi-ton meteoroid was reported from Cleveland, Ohio, on the ham SCI Google groups at around 1300 UTC on the 17th of March. This produced a sonic boom and was visible in broad daylight. All is quiet on the sporadic E-front, so that we are slowly moving towards a period when the first glimmers of activity show themselves, particularly on digital modes. Lastly, a comment on the chances of aurora. These are usually enhanced due to the solar terrestrial alignment around the equinoxes, with the two coronal mass ejections predicted to arrive at the tail of last week, ending today, 22nd, as usual, check for an increasing KP index above 5. For EME, yesterday saw the 5.7 gig section of the Dubus CW and SSB EME contest and associated all-mode activity weekend, with moon declination positive and rising, and path losses still low, some nice contacts are expected. On VHF, 144 MHz sky noise is low in the coming week, and that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links for known. So this is a 2-meter broadcast, Southwest England, centred on Bristol, and South Wales. Here we go. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Malcolm, G4KPM, is contact on gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via Dave, G7BYN, on 07533-933-831, or you can look at the web, November Bravo, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .org.uk. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 megs from 11 a.m. every Sunday. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, on 0117-982-3822, or by contacting secretary at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk, or looking at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For further information, contact the club's secretary, Terry, via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net by the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And over in Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. On Friday, there's a Zoom meeting hosted by Richard MW0HAT. Contact is Steve GW5VOG on 07900560080, or via email to sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3706 megs from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 megs from 7:30 p.m. The Society meets on Friday at Lewin High School, and Mark 2W1MRK is contact on 07972-336-885. Chepstow District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16, 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users, and you can look at their website, Gulf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, .co.uk. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentley's Village Hall, NP44, 6JZ. To find out more, visit Mike Charlie Zero Yankee Alpha Delta dot club, or contact Gareth MW6GVR via email MikeWhiskey6GolfVictorRomeo@AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets the Rubina Recreation Club, Sunderdale, Cardiff, CF14, 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via email, hotel, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. On Mondays, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. There's a net on 145.375 MHz on Tuesday at 8 p.m. The Society has a club meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursdays from 7 p.m. This week's meeting includes a talk by Jeff, GW3UZS, on integrating SDR radio with a 100-watt amplifier. For more information on events, visit golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk. And there is gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41, 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2foxtrotoscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Paul Day, MW0PBD, is contact on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. Contact is via uskside.alpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com. or on the web, uskside.alpharomeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. from the GB2RS news team.